Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WooCast podcast. I am your host, Nido Flo, and I am joined by my co-host, as always,
Kobold Northcote. I said it right this time.
I don't like you.
Are you proud of me?
No.
Dad?
And this, please don't ever call me Dad.
Uncle?
And this week's episode is about Pokemon Weed Yiff. I know I've done Smasher Pass on the Odin channel, but...
We're going to talk details.
Oh, yeah, we're going to talk details of, like, why we fuck the Pokemon and, like, what we want. What's most fuckable about the Pokemon? Oh, God! Yeah, I want to stick my dick in it.
Are you all right?
No.
Oh, God.
So what's... Let's just dive right into the urethra. What's your most fuckable Pokemon?
My most fuckable or just, like, the
like
generic
the ones? One that you like the most. Let's get on a personal level.
I'd probably say Incineroar.
He's hot. He's very hot.
I have a weakness for big buff.
Yeah. Go on.
The rat is being very noisy.
We're not paying attention to the rat. We're talking about Incineroar.
But I have a big thing for big buff boys. And Incineroar is a big buff boy.
I would fuck him. I'd be fucked by him. I would suck him night and day. What do you think the, like...
Oh,
the most
fitting... and Machamp.
We're talking about one at a time. What do you think the most fitting cock for Incineroar would be? I think human uncut.
Yeah.
In a sheath.
You just want everything in a sheath. Or everything uncut, sorry.
It was like, what?
So it's a human in a sheath. Human cock.
Yeah, it's like a human cock, but there's a sheath. Like Nido.
Oh, that's right.
That's what Nido has.
Okay, I could see that.
It's the best of both worlds!
Do you like sheaths at all?
Yeah, of course.
But you just like...
All of my characters have one.
Yeah, but like in art, like do you find like sheaths?
Oh yeah, plump using? Sheaths. Mm.
Plump sheaths.
Yeah, real plump sheaths.
Big puffy
sheaths. Reminds me of that art that's just like the like tray of sheaths and they're just used as like
oh my god.
Pop holders, you
the
know?
Little
soda holders.
Soda koozies.
Yeah, it's really
beer
funny.
Little koozies.
Why has someone made those in real life? A soda koozie, but it's a sheath.
You mean the thing that I suggested to you multiple times? As merch?
You did?
Yes.
Trademark Nido Flo Odin Wolf 2021. Come at me.
The idea that I gave you.
I don't remember it. But yeah.
First of all, the idea that I took from that art that I then gave you, you're going to trademark.
Yes. What is Incineroar's starter forms? Like, what is... Like, he's the third form, right? Or is he just his own thing?
I think he's his own
thing. There's Torracat, too.
Oh, shit.
And then there... So it's something Torracat... Isn't it? Oh. Oh.
I look up Incineroar, and I don't like how the second one is Incineroar Toilet.
What? What is it? Click on it.
Toilet.
What does that mean?
I don't know, and I'm scared. Oh. Incinilet? Oh! What? Yeah, apparently it's a product that, like, turns shit into, like, ash to use as fertilizer.
What the fuck?
I don't know how we got here.
What a twist.
Okay. Incineroar Evolutions. How do you spell evolution?
Evolution.
Is that how you spell it, Dad? That's so bad.
Evolution.
Oh, it is Torracat.
Yeah, but what's the one before that?
It's Torracat, and then...
It's the little shitty kitty, right?
The little shitty kitty.
What's his name?
I keep seeing pictures of it, but it doesn't say...
Oh my god.
What it doesn't say what
name?
It is.
Shitty kitty.
Oh,
fuck. I know, too.
Litten,
Torracat, and then Incineroar.
Yes.
Show me...
That's a big jump.
Show me Torracat. What does that look like?
This is Torracat.
Oh, also stupid.
And then Litten is just...
They're like both like stupid ferals, and then the other one's like, ooh.
And then Litten's... It really glows up.
Yeah.
Torracat is just bigger Litten. And then between fucking Torracat and Incineroar...
And then he becomes like a big buff, like...
Yeah, he really...
Wrestler.
I don't know how the fuck that jump is made. What's his typing?
I don't know, but I want to jump into his asshole with my cock.
We're getting... I'm over here like, what's his typing?
Who cares? God. So that's your
Well, I want to know.
That's
oh
your
my
favorite.
Art is typing. You know how like people are like, they do the whole astrology thing? Like, am I compatible with so-and-so? Like, do our signs align? Like, relationships between Pokemon. Like, in the furry context. Would it be like typing? Instead of like...
Shut up.
Astrology
so anyway.
Signs? Like, I'm sorry.
You know, I actually...
You're a water type.
You know,
we're not compatible.
I have an answer of my favorite one, but I mean... Incineroar might be the hottest.
That's the one that...
He might be the hottest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I disagree with you. But my favorite It's because I'm a basic bitch.
If you say Charizard.
It's Charizard. Look, I collect Charizards. Right. Anyway, when I was growing up, I saw Charizard. I collected Charizard. He was like the card to go after, you know what? So he has still that prestige.
It still is. It still is the card to go after. What do you mean?
And now that I'm an adult man and look at Fur Affinity and see, oh, Charizard has a giant uncut cock.
Uncut.
Almost always drawn with a big old uncut cock.
Oh.
Almost always.
I always see it drawn with like a dragon dick.
Well, they're wrong. Because dragon dicks are stupid.
You say this as if there isn't a whole website.
Bad dragon is fine, but like specifically dragon dicks are just stupid looking. Fight me.
And what do you think bad dragon...
Some of them are okay. I'm just being facetious.
Facetious.
Facetious is a good drag name.
You've said this multiple times to me already.
I love having revelations for the 8th time. It's great.
See, when you get to be his age, everything is new.
Ah! Ew. Ew! But anyway, Charizard, like...
Why does that gross you out so much? And you know it's going to happen every single time you
do it. Because your voice. Charizard's...
Because my voice.
Charizard's hot. Okay. I mean... Oh, God, his big uncut dick.
Whenever I'm not going to lie. Just when I think of fire types, I think of, like, sweat and musk.
I do too, kind of.
Like, that's just the image that I kind
like
of...
Like a pleasant musk.
Yeah.
Not a body odor musk.
Like, just... No cheese, like that, please. Like the
no cheese.
Like
we don't want melted cheese.
Like... You know, it's fine if you're into it, but no, ma'am.
Oh, I know someone local who is.
No.
Yeah, he was the guy that I brought up, like, yeah, I like uncut dicks, and he's like, yeah, I love cheese too, dude. And I was like,
no!
I was like,
are you a cheesehead?
I was like, excuse me? He's like, yeah, don't you love it when there's cheese in there? I was like, no.
No.
God, no. Please, no.
Oh.
And I was like, good for
Once
you,
again,
but you.
Not at all trying to kink shame.
Oh.
But no, ma'am, not for me.
Well, cheese is just dead skin cells and sweat that have been percolating.
But yeah, when I think of the fire types, just I think of like that gentle glisten.
Shut the fuck up.
Really though, like I think
your
of
your forehead,
like,
at all times.
I'm oily. I have oily skin.
Okay.
My T-zone is very oily.
What's a T-zone?
It's the
shut the fuck up Teen Titans forehead.
It really is a T-zone. It's like the like your forehead and like the brow of your arch and then your nose.
And if you have a unibrow, it really is a T-zone.
Oh.
He's talking about his eyebrows and his nose. That's his T-zone.
Yeah. In skincare, that's your T-zone.
Wow, I learned so much.
Because some people have combination skin. So, like, my forehead is really oily and my nose is really oily. However, like, my cheeks are fine. My cheeks are actually typically dry. Like the rest of your skin.
That's so interesting. So, anyway. So, we named our most, like, Pokemon we want to fuck the most. What's the most overrated?
In terms of... Yeah.
Lucario is hot. But he's overrated.
If I see one more fucking meme about, are these pants?
Oh, I don't care about that.
It's overdone, though.
Like, Lucario, would I fuck him? Yes. But is he, like, the quintessential, like, Pokemon I'd go to fuck?
There's
no.
Better. They've made better. They've done better.
They've done better.
They have! Because Lucario was what gen? Second or third?
Third. Definitely not second gen. Wait. Second gen's Neo. I don't think he was in Neo, right? He was in the one after that?
I think it was third.
No, wait, he's later. He's like fourth.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is, because I did like the Smasher Pass. Lucario Gen 4. Yeah.
Was he really that late?
Yes.
Fuck.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, wait, no, I know he's Gen 4.
Damn. Okay, well, I guess he's Gen 4 then. Mm-hmm. But.
What is the female Pokemon that people want to fuck? It's Gardevoir?
Gardevoir is the big one.
Yeah,
also,
and Fennekin. Wait, is it Fennekin or What is its evolution?
Blaziken.
What's that one?
That's Blaziken. Well, click on it, motherfucker.
This one.
Blaziken.
It's Blaziken. Okay, that's what the...
I said that like 3 times.
That's what the straights and bis want to fuck and lesbians.
The straight... I am also bi.
Do you want to fuck a Blaziken?
I might.
Blaziken's the Renamon of Pokemon.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that. Like,
yeah.
That's like the quintessential when you think I'm going to fuck a fucking a female.
Fuck a fucking female, Jesus. You ever, like, think about Bulbasaur and how he just tentacle, like,
no, but I, like, what that bud do? I think of...
Would you sit on his bud?
Well, no, because there's Bulbasaur, and then what's the one right after?
Ivysaur. Yeah.
Like, just the fact that the bulb is, like, right there, and it's, like, closed tight. Like, just...
What would you do to this? Are you saying you'd fuck Ivysaur's bud?
Yeah, like a fleshlight.
I hope you get poison stung.
Poison stung?
Poison sting. But the past tense.
poison stun.
Present. Fuck it. I think he has poison type attacks, doesn't he? Because he's.
I don't think so. No. I think he can get poison types like attacks, but he's not a poison type.
You would fuck Ivysaur.
Yeah.
Fuck you. And Venusaur is just like a nice old man.
Venusaur is like the.
He's like just a nice old man that I would not stick my dick in. I would like touch him.
For the fun fact, for the longest time, I thought he was a turtle, not a frog.
You're an idiot. That's Blastoise.
Well, see, I thought he was, because he has a big thing on his back, I thought that was supposed to be like the stand-in for his shell.
You're an idiot.
Yeah.
Literally, that's Squirtle's line. What the
fuck? Yeah, I know.
Would you fuck Squirtle, War Turtle, or Blastoise?
War Turtle over Blastoise. So you're just comparing like the Squirtle ones? So just between those two?
Yeah, would you fuck those? You can go, my answer is no. Blastoise is a, like, maybe. War Turtle's, like, just a cool dude I'd hang out with on an afternoon.
Oh, my God. He really is, though. I feel like War Turtle would be, like a skater dude, you know?
No, War Turtle's, like, they have the black glasses of the, you know, Squirtle Squad.
Yeah. He'd be, like, a little skater dude, you know?
He said, see you later, dude.
You keep making these song references that I just barely understand.
You know, the skater boy, I said, see you later, boy. It wasn't good enough.
Yeah, there's no worry about being copywritten.
No one cares.
That was nowhere close enough to the original song for anything to pick that up.
But would you boink him?
The fully evolved one, the Blastoise.
Agreed. I would. I don't find him super attractive, but would I?
I would not go out of my
way. I guess I'd put my dick in his, like, weird things on his back.
Come on. Would not go out of my way for Blastoise.
He's a gusher.
But it's one. Oh my God. Inflation. I bet he could do inflation.
I don't like water inflation.
Could he, like, switch the setting to, like, from, like, cum? Water to cum?
Ew, he'd, like, start shriveling up.
Oh, no.
Think of like a ball sack. Think of Blastoise with a giant ball sack. It would be hilarious. Oh, my God.
That'd be kind of funny, though. But, like, Blastoise is, like, kind of like a make and model. Like, he'll do. Like, he'll...
Would you sit on a Diglett? Please say no!
That's...
Don't think about it!
I'm not thinking about it as in yes or no. I'm horrified.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah.
He's a little butt plug in the ground.
I keep thinking about the one image that everyone...
Yeah, with the muscly man. Or
yeah, that it's like the Doug Trio is the three big muscly men just holding each other. If it was them, if it was three big muscly men.
Oh, still no.
We could put a paper
That's
bag
over
that.
That's not a butter face. That's even past a butter face at that
point. You could put a paper bag over the head.
There's a furry comic of Incineroar where, like...
There's multiple furry comics
There's, like,
of
one where he, like...
What do you
he
mean?
Was, like, about to, like... He yiffed his brother, but it turned out to just be a Ditto instead, and he took the mask off and had the stupid Ditto eyes, and it was the funniest shit ever.
Fucking Ditto.
Fucking Ditto.
There's the one episode...
Ditto's very submissive and breedable. I'm kidding, but a lot of people, like, unironically want to fuck Ditto, and I don't get it.
Oh, it's like a goo thing, you know? Like, the furries who were into, like, the goo and the wet and... What was it? Wet and mushy?
Ew.
What is it?
Are you thinking of, like WAP?
No, warm and mushy.
You're thinking of the...
Wham!
The kids' bop version of WAP. What do they say? Like, wet and gushy?
Wet and gushy.
Like, it's still gross! Anyway.
And the wet and gushy. I need a bucket and a mop. Oh, God.
Cut. And we're back.
Jesus.
Oh, Mewtwo is one people really want to boink. My friend, my friend loves Mewtwo. Like, he wants it. Like, I get, like, I guess if you could do, like, cool, like, psychic things to your dick as a bondage thing and hold you down, that'd be fun.
Oh, like hypnosis.
I'm not into hypno, but sure.
Oh, I am.
Then Alakazam would be your best bet, but yeah.
That's true. What's the other one? The Mr. Mime. That one's just a...
No, Mr. Rhyme.
Mr. Rhyme.
There's Mr. Mime and Mr. Rhyme.
Who the fuck is Mr. Rhyme?
He's the one who looks more like, a predator.
What?
He does.
What the
like
fuck
Max is... Mofo when he opens up stuff is like he always calls him Predator. Mr. Rhyme is a creepy one.
Mr. I have never
You've never seen
look
Mr. Rhyme? I'm gonna look it up for you.
I have been playing Mr. Rhyme.
Is it really just R-I-M-E? That's Mr. Rhyme.
Oh, this motherfucker.
And then there's the Galarian one. The Galarian one looks oh my god, he's gonna do unspeakable things to you in your sleep and it is not okay.
He really is watching you while you're sleeping.
Oh god, he's creepy.
But now that we've looked up that horror.
Oh, okay, so I just looked up Pokemon on E621. I just have the page open, and there's Celebi there, and it's real, or Jirachi, and it's making me real uncomfortable.
Could you...
Jirachi should not be drawn like that. Please don't, ever. Yeah, Jirachi, please don't draw Jirachi like that. There's a lot of evolutions.
Well, yeah, the evolutions are so popular constantly. Like the
See, to me, they're feral, so like feral form, so I don't know.
Well, a lot of people anthracize them too. A lot of people, especially like
Not much.
You'd be surprised. I've seen a lot of like the four-legged Pokemon, like your Arcanines and your
Oh, Arcanines, yeah.
Yeah,
but we'll get to them.
But even like the evolutions, I fully see people who turn just any four-legged Pokemon into an Anthro.
I guess
if it were just like any other normal.
If you were to anthropomorphize them, yeah, I'd boink like any of them. But in their like Pokemon forms, no, no, thank you.
Out of if they were all Anthro, which one would you go?
Umbreon.
Umbreon.
Umbreon's awesome.
Really?
Umbreon's my favorite one.
I'd probably go Jolteon because I like
Eastim. Umbreon. I like Eastim. Or the Japanese name for Umbreon, Blackie.
No.
It actually is called Blackie.
No, it's not.
You can look that up. The Japanese name
for Umbreon. I don't want that in my search history. I don't want my FBI agent.
I can't believe they haven't changed it, but yes, that is the canonical. They like release figures and stuff, and instead of Umbreon, it just says Blackie on it. I'm like, okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right, Pokemon. All right. You've never had problems like that with Jinx or anything in the past, but all right.
But I'd probably say Jolteon for me, mainly because I like Eastim.
Okay. Fuck you.
What?
I was in the middle of my drink, and I didn't think about that. But yeah, I guess. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh my god, what if they each have their own kink? I need
Let's name them. So Umbreon would definitely be latex.
Oh, for sure. Like latex rubber.
Sylveon would be like frilly girly stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Glaceon would just be like ice play, like ice cold play. Stuff. Like ice cubes and stuff.
Oh, like holding it like on your nipple or whatever?
Like temperature play.
Yeah, temperature play.
Leafeon. What would Leafeons be?
Figging.
What'd you just say?
Figging. That's when you take a piece of ginger and you like shave off the skin and then you like shave it into like the size of a butt plug and you pop it in someone's
butt. Oh! The fuck is wrong with you?
This is a fairly common thing.
No, it's not!
Yes, it is!
I've never heard it in my life. It is not common. What the fuck is wrong with you?
The more you know.
Dude, no, we gotta think of a reasonable one for Leafeon.
Not figging.
No! Would it be like food play? Like, I can see like holding up grapes.
Food play. No, I'm...
No.
I'm not gonna lie. No. I think of almost like a... Like a knife play kind of one.
Jesus.
Let's go from figging to knife play.
Let's think of a different one. What about, let's see. There's
what's the water
Espeon?
One?
There's Espeon.
Yeah.
Espeon. They would be, like, hypno-y. Well, they're a psychic type.
Yeah.
They'd be, like...
I'm trying to think, like, you know, like probably just, like, hypno in general.
Hypno and breath control. I don't know why breath control. I'm just gonna throw that in there.
Like, I feel like that would be a thing.
Yeah.
What the fuck would the...
So Vaporeon, you're trying to think of?
Yeah.
Vaporeon is, that's the one is water sports.
That's the one I could also imagine for breath play.
No, Vaporeon's water sports. Yeah. Without question.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And then Flareon would be wax play.
Oh, God. Wax play is so much fun, though. No, I want to do Flareon instead of...
I mean, you're made out of lard. You can make a lot of candles.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
wait, not... are we forgetting an evolution? Shit.
I don't think so. I think we got them all.
Oh, but what if we forgot one? People are going to be so mad.
People are going to be livid in the comments. Like, you forgot my favorite one.
If it's your favorite one, we're not thinking of it, you're lame.
Yeah. It can't be that great, you know?
So I guess about the evolutions in their current form, would you boink any of them?
In their current form?
Like how they look like, without Anthro.
No.
Yeah.
So. I don't really like the whole feral thing.
I don't either.
But if they were Anthro, totally. 100%.
Yeah, if they're Anthro, sure. But that's true of, like, a lot of Pokemon. Yeah, if you make them Anthro.
Garbodor.
It's you as a Pokemon. It'd actually be more like Bargeador.
Oh. You are a
That's a good VMAX. It's just a garbage barge.
Oh, my God. A full trash barge.
That would be funny, and you know it.
Muck. Oh, fully. Muck
has come.
No, people like that for the, like the whole goo thing.
Muck is poison, though.
Yes, it's still like gooey, you know. I'm not gonna lie; I've always imagined coughing and wheezing, like entirely unrelated to like sex. I've always imagined them as like huge weed lords.
I like the Galarian ones where they just have the giant top hat. Like, yes, this is some dank kush.
Oh. Well, they're supposed to be, like, industrialists, like, poisoning the natural environment.
It's really funny.
Yeah. It's a good social commentary.
What was that?
Good social commentary.
Jesus.
I'm not doing great. It is...
What if they did emit weed? It is
2:50 a.m.
No one cares. What if they emitted weed? We napped for how long? Did you nap?
No.
Why?
I stayed up talking to friends. Because I wanted to be social.
While I was napping, here. Whatever.
You were cuddling with your boyfriend.
Not much.
Really?
It was just... I was for a bit, and then, whenever I go to sleep, I roll the other way. I don't...
Oh,
like,
my
cuddling
God.
Cuddling to sleep is a lot.
Like, you don't even spoon.
There's no... Sometimes, yeah, but, like, it's so... You always inevitably,
it's just like I'm going to cuddle with you. I'm done with you. I'm going
to
go to
sleep. Like, you're a lot more to cuddle. It's different when you don't have, like, rolls to, like, grab onto. You know what I mean?
To grab on... They're not...
You're like a sleeping bag of skin.
I was going to say they're not handles, but they're literally called love handles.
Okay.
It's true, though. Scroll down. What are some other
ones? I'm going to scroll down E621 and see what other... What is this one? Ew, that's the otter thing.
Oh, shit.
Floatzel. Why would you want to fuck a Floatzel?
Oh, no. I've seen some stuff of fucking Bidoof.
No, Bidoof is a precious boy. Don't ever.
People have done horrible things to Bidoof. Y'all really need...
Bidoof is a precious boy. Leave him alone. I bet people want to fuck Mimikyu.
Oh.
Which is funny, because if you were to see its face, you'd die or something.
Yeah. But it could also, like, mimic a lot of things, though.
It just wants to mimic Pikachu because Pikachu's well-loved. Yeah. That's his thing. But yeah, if you were to see his face, then you'd die. There's just a horrible underneath the Mimikyu. Scroll down a bit. Oh, people like that one. What is that one?
Survivor.
Survivor.
Those are the people who really like the snake stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of starts to get in, like, the category of, like, Vore and, like, being constrained and tightened.
Around. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear Zoroarks are really into Vore, too.
Oh, yeah. They're really all right.
I don't like Zoroarks anymore, but I don't want to get into why.
They're not great.
No. But yeah, I guess there's a lot of Pokemon Vore. A lot.
Oh, 100%.
So much Pokemon
Vore. I mean, just because of the fact that, like...
Pokemon farting. There's a lot of that, too, and I don't know why.
No, there isn't.
Oh, there's a lot.
Oh, God. Once again, not trying to kink shame, but...
Every time you kink shame, you go, but I'm not trying to.
It's just, like, it's doing... It's prefacing something, but, like, no offense.
No offense.
No offense, but you're fucking ugly, yeah.
No, Snorlax. Oh, I bet people are into gaining want to fuck Snorlax.
Oh, God. You know what?
Fat furs.
You know what, Snorlax, though?
I would hug him. You would fuck Snorlax?
I might. I'd consider
it. If you're into somnophilia, it's great.
I'd consider it.
Would you want to play his pokey flute? You want to blow that pokey flute?
I'd play his pokey flute.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And it probably would wake him up.
No.
He'd be like, mm.
Oh my God. People like the Grookey evolved form. What is that one called? Ew.
Oh.
Ew.
What is that?
What is this art? That's Absol.
Absol.
Isn't it? Do you like Absol?
Once again, if Anthro, 100%. If, okay.
Mm.
When you asked me the question, like, very, very early on, like, which one would you bone? Like, the go-to is Incineroar because he's already Anthro. Like, it's already there. However, if I was able to make any Pokemon Anthro, probably outside of Arcanine, which is, like, the obvious choice.
Yeah.
My first pick would probably be Absol.
Absolutely.
You think you're funny, don't you?
What?
Absolutely.
What are you talking about?
You're a horrible human being. You're disgusting. You make me so angry. I just really like the aesthetic, you know? I'm really about aesthetic.
But you mentioned it again. We got to talk about Arcanine.
Oh,
okay,
God.
So if you anthropomorphize Arcanine, hell yeah. There's that,
like,
pack of...
Like, ferals just don't do it for us.
No, we don't like... No. But the fursuits that are Arcanines, people love those.
Oh, the Arcanine pack. They're so cute, though.
The Pacanines.
Is that what they're actually called?
They're the Pack of Nines.
Are there nine of Arcanines? Them?
I think so. I don't know.
If there aren't nine of them, they're missing out.
They're... I don't know.
There can only be nine.
All around a couch with one person sitting there cross-legged.
Oh, God.
They've done that picture.
No, they haven't. Have they
really?
They did. Oh, my God. I love that. Yeah. I need to find that now. Oh, God.
Pokemon fursuits. There's not very many that are good. I guess the pack of nines are
there's
okay.
There's a couple Lucario ones that are
there's right. Some Lucarios that are okay.
I haven't seen a good Mewtwo.
Oh my god, I like literally, this is not good for podcasting, but I literally have a Mewtwo that is like stunning right there.
Oh shit, that's like right at the bottom. You just found this.
Yeah, because I just put it up, like it might be my amazing, like that's, that glows and stuff, that like ball.
Again, wait, that's real?
Yes. I'll show you the video right now. Like, let's talk through this. Like,
oh, that's oh my god, sick.
It's so good. I'm showing a video of a Mewtwo like cosplay that just like has the like psychic ball and it like lights up. And also, there's a surprise at the end of this video that you see. But this suit is so good. It's, like, prehensile and everything. Look at that tail wag.
Oh, my God. This is insane.
So, there are good
Mewtwos. Is this a Pokemon event, or is this just a fan?
Also, his eyes light up.
Holy shit.
It's crazy.
Is this fan-made, or is this, like...
Oh, they're all fan-made. Nintendo doesn't do. The only, like, official Nintendo suits are, like, the derpy Pikachus. Would you fuck Pikachu? Absolutely not.
No.
He's a precious boy. Don't ever touch him. Don't do it.
I'm trying to think if I do Raichu.
No.
That's what I'm thinking.
Still no. Raichu is such a shittier older brother.
Yeah. I guess so. I'm thinking like Brogles, but only like with the Pikachu family.
How fucking dare you? Vulpix.
Vulpix. Oh, Ninetales. Ninetales
Anthro? Yeah.
You see that one all the time.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the end of the day, I will say Ninetales is just kind of like generic fox.
Furry.
No, it's a generic, literally, Ninetales.
I know.
Like, there's nothing really special about it other than, oh, I guess it's a fire type. Great.
Mm.
And there's also the ice variant, which is pretty hype, but...
Is there?
There's, like, an ice variant of Ninetales. And a Vulpix as well.
What about Lugia? People love Lugia.
I have never... Okay.
I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it.
I have never seen the opinion, like, why people like Lugia.
I don't get it.
If it's your thing, go for it. I don't get it.
Like, I don't get it either. Like, I mean, I see a lot of Lugia Vore. What that mod do?
What that mod do?
I'm hip.
I'm trying to think of other really, like, the really popular ones. Because I have
Lugia is huge. Lugia? Well,
Lugia?
What am I saying?
Lugio.
Hakalui.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Do people
care? White Dragon.
Is there, like, really much Yu-Gi-Oh yif? Probably not.
No, actually.
I know Digimon's fully a thing.
Weird. You think there'd be more like Blue Eyes White Dragon art and stuff?
You'd think it might just be like a couple like pieces. Not
oh,
like...
there's like no Vestigimon. It's like
do you well, have any like Yu-Gi-Oh shit, or is it just all Pokemon Digimon?
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh. I played it a lot for many years.
I know this is why. This is why I'm kind
of
weird.
Asking. I don't have as much of a connection to Yu-Gi-Oh. I should.
Well, when did you play it though? Did you play
when it first came out? For the
yeah,
first
but like,
few
were
sets?
You still playing it when you were a furry?
I played. No, I mean, I played Pokemon.
So you probably, you lost that connection around when you were...
I played Pokemon before I was a furry. I played Pokemon as a kid. And then I played Yu-Gi-Oh after that. Like, yes, Yu-Gi-Oh was the cool thing after
but
that.
But were you still playing Yu-Gi-Oh by the time you were a furry?
No, but I wasn't playing Pokemon either. I didn't even collect Pokemon again until, like, way after being a furry. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I thought you, like, kept up Pokemon the entire time.
Fuck no. I played it as a kid and that was it.
Oh, damn.
I didn't start collecting again until, like...
Recently.
My late 20s.
It was that recent?
Yeah.
I have known you for 3 years, and I genuinely thought you've been doing Pokemon, like, continuously ever since you were a kid.
Fuck no. No,
oh,
absolutely
God.
Not.
Your collection will probably be significantly larger, but...
Let's see what else is... Really?
Oh, Purloin. The cat one.
Purloin?
That's
what about Perugly? Dude, if you're out there and you want to yiff Perugly, let us know, because that's
hilarious. Oh, God. Oh! This is horrifying!
God. That is adorable!
Oh my god, click on it, make it full screen.
Who is Quagsire? There's a picture of Quagsire and he just has a bikini. Oh, that is so cute and funny! Oh my god, I love it! I wish you guys could see it. It's not
Oh my god.
It's just Quagsire with a bikini and it's so funny because he's so derpy.
I actually have a little. What the fuck is this younger? Wooper, I actually have
Why is there 142 hits for Quagsire? What the fuck? Here's... Oh my god, here's Quagsire and like Leather Daddy BDSM. This is so funny.
This is your required reading for next episode.
Look up Quagsire on E621, guys. You won't regret it.
Oh, these are great. Some of these are... Some of these are actually genuinely cute.
There's him with the big uncut weenie. People unironically want to fuck Quagsire.
Why is he kind of hot, though? He's like a himbo.
Stop.
He's a himbo!
Stop.
He's big, dumb,
burly. What is this Quagsire? through the temple? Why? Quagsire's... No, don't fuck Pikachu, Quagsire. No.
Why does that Pikachu look like such a bro, though?
That's someone's character. Like their own
That
little,
Pikachu's pretty
their
odd.
Their own little
Pikachu. I'd consider that Pikachu.
What Pokemon's this? Melolita?
Melody.
Melolada? Melolita.
Melody.
Soren. Meloetta. Meloetta.
Meloetta. There we go.
Soren Melo.
Soren Melo. He's our friend.
No.
What do you mean, no? I'm just kidding. He is literally at your house right now. We are helping him move.
He moved here.
Yeah. It's like 10 minutes away.
I hate art where they take like Pokemon trainers fucking their Pokemon.
You mean literally like the second result?
I hate it.
The second result?
It. Well, this is like the third page, but I hate that. Don't. It looks so stupid. Don't mix non-anthros and anthros in art because it always looks stupid.
Yeah.
Always.
It starts to walk that like line of... At least for
if
me.
They're both sentient, no. If they're both sentient anthros, no.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Like ones, no, I don't.
Oh. Oh. Fucking Dragonite.
Dragonite. See, Dragonite's just like a cute frat bro. Like,
first of all, Dragonite looks like one of the fucking dragons from Dragon Tales.
Woohoo.
He just looks like fucking Ord from Dragon Tales. Like, or I guess Ord looks like him because Dragonite was probably there before. I don't know. Which came first?
Pokemon came out in like 96 originally.
Dragon Tales has been out for a hot minute though. Mm-hmm. Like I was watching it ever since I was a little kid. And I remember it being...
You're not that old.
Yeah, but like, okay. That would have been like early 2000s. And I remember that not being a new show when I was a little kid. So it had already been out for a while.
Okay, but...
But anyways. I feel like Dragonite would probably be like a good himbo, you know?
Dragonite's just cute.
Yeah.
I would hug him. I might fuck one.
You might fuck one.
Yeah, if he was cool
he
enough.
He has that big belly, though.
If he was, like, a super cool bro with a big uncut dick.
He has that big muscle belly.
Like, if he was a frat guy, but he had a heart of gold, we'll consider it.
A heart of gold?
Yes.
Oh, ooh. How about Anthro-Persian?
Are there any feline Pokemon if they're Anthro that I'd fuck?
Incineroar.
True.
Literally the first one we said. Literally. Are there any feline ones that I would right, fuck?
Well, fuck you.
Oh, shit. What's the one?
The new one. Urshifu and Ursaring. Not Ursaring. That's the bear. Urshifu and whatever the other one is. They're actually hot.
I would fuck the shit out
of them.
They're
so hot.
They're so hot. Yeah.
One's hotter than the other.
I can't remember which one's called which. I'm not.
This is so cute. The I'm not with super. The belly. Oh, my God.
I'm not super up to date on this gen. Like the Sword and Shield.
No.
Sword and Shield
Urshifu
gen.
And what's the other one? I said Ursaring earlier, which is funny. Urshifu's hot. Hell yeah.
Why are some of those really hot? Oh no.
Get a boner next to me. I'll,
no.
I wouldn't notice it, obviously.
But how dare you?
It's not my fault you have a tiny penis. What?
Whee.
Huge penis. Thanks. Just annoying. You actually have a 12-foot dick.
12-foot. Is Duke, it a hyper?
Duke, calm down.
Is it a hyper dick?
Shut the fuck up. That's the episode we just did. Oh my god. Wait, who's this bunny?
Oh, that's the Lopunny.
No, that's not. Lopunny is the feminine one.
Oh, shit. Oh, people
this
probably
is the
would
soccer
fuck
bunny.
Lopunny.
Soccer bunny is
oh, this
Cinderace.
Is... Oh, shit. Oh, that's the, other one.
Would name. I do Cinderace? I guess.
Yeah. I mean, that is also fully a vagina, but like if it was a man.
I know that. We're looking at E6200 examples for ideas. Cinderace. Yeah, okay.
Oh,
100%. Yeah, I'd fuck Cinderace. Ooh, we need Cinderace and
that
a
one looked a lot like Zabby Vaca, the one with the one that was on the arena. Like Zabby
Where?
Vaca. The top left one.
Oh.
That just like gives me Zabby Vaca vibes. But oh, Lopunny. How would you do a Lopunny?
No.
Even if it was like masculine?
No.
Like, if it had a prongle?
No. Oh no, the cow Pokemon?
I was just gonna say
Move over because it is
Milk Tank.
Milk Tank. No, don't do Milk Tank.
I actually know a few people who fucking they RP as a Milk Tank. They have like the like a femdom kind of thing. Like you want.
I was at Gearblast and someone had the full like rubber outfit of them as a cow, and they had the udders, the rubber udders.
They're fairly common. They're not
that
super,
is not common.
They're not super, super common, but they're common enough to where, like, I've seen multiple of them, you know?
Also, if you're watching on YouTube, comment your favorite Pokemon.
Yeah, what's real. Your...
And if you're not watching on YouTube...
and get creative. Like, are there...
Nidoflow on YouTube.
Guys. Also, get creative. Like, are there any ones that we're forgetting?
Any fun what ones? Is this Pokemon?
That's the Venipede.
Scolipede.
That's the fully evolved Venipede.
Why would you fuck a Scolipede?
Look at the, stop like, it. The second row, far left.
Stop.
That's not great.
This?
That's not great.
I thought you liked it, and I was
oh,
like,
oh, no. Look at the one directly beneath it, though. Poof.
Oh, that's cute.
That one's kind of cute, though.
Scolipede? No, don't fuck Scolipede. Name the ugliest Pokemon. Like, name ugly Pokemon. Let's look it up on E61.
For ugly.
It's per ugly.
I thought it was... You sure? Because you just typed it in and nothing showed up.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, there's a lot... How many results are there?
A lot of them's like...
There's 283 results of per ugly.
I mean, a lot of them are, like, plus-sized. So, like, that's fully a thing for people. That's, like, dead-ass.
This one right here. This per ugly.
Oh. That's just me.
Big per ugly... Don't...
Big tits, fat ass.
I guess a lot of people like fat per ugly.
Yeah.
What's another ugly Pokemon, like, that you'd be like... Oh, wait. Staryu.
No. You better not. You better not!
There's 183 results of Staryu?
Oh, no! I don't like it.
Most of these don't...
Okay. Oh, my God. There's a fucking Vaporeon using two Staryu as a fucking bikini.
Where? Oh, no!
Two fucking Staryu as a goddamn bikini.
I really don't like the art of Misty.
Oh, yeah. Well, Misty's also... Yeah.
Yikes. What?
Oh, no.
All this art is just someone getting fucked and then Staryu sitting... Just in the... That's a Garfield Staryu!
Oh, God.
What the fuck?
That is horrifying.
What the fuck? Oh, my God.
These are... This is trauma.
I have a friend who likes Garfield. Actually, he doesn't, but it's an ironic thing. Bellsprout! Bellsprout. Would you guys fuck Bellsprout? Fleshlight.
I feel like there's two L's.
You
also,
think?
Also, that's Bellsprout. No, no, you have the R.
There's 191 Bellsprouts. What the fuck?
Oh, I saw that one. Oh, no!
Oh, God. E621, a Pokemon, guys. It's a trip. Oh, there's such cute art. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Some of this art. Some of this fucking art. Oh my God.
Oh.
There's a Bellsprout with just cum dripping out of its mouth.
It. Oh God. Look up Magikarp.
What that fish mouth do though?
That's what I.
Magikarp. 318. All right.
Oh, there's a lot of vore of like people cooking up Magikarp.
No.
It's a fish.
Stop.
It's dinner. That smelled really bad.
What is this Magikarp?
Why does that Magikarp look like fucking Chica from Five Nights at Freddy's?
Is this a Magikarp throwing up blood?
Why is it a red Magikarp too?
Dude, what
are the tags? I'm kind of... Wait, oh no.
No, we're not going back there. Oh, Lapras. People like Lapras.
Oh, yeah.
Would you get a lap dance from Lapras?
I'm not
would
even
you lap
sure.
up those how would labia you... lips on
see,
a Lapras?
A lot of these, I'm like, how would I turn this into an Anthro? How do you turn...
Would. Ooh.
Oh.
Incineroar's hot, guys. That's why there's 3,100 results.
I mean, this is the point where we looked at Magikarp and Incineroar is popping up under Magikarp.
Yeah.
Like, the Magikarps are playing, like, they just happen to be in the background of, like...
Oh my God, you as a Pokemon. What about Wailord?
I still stand behind Muk. Or Snorlax.
You could stand inside of
it. Look up Muk. M-U-K.
I know how to spell Muk, jackass. 478 results. Oh yeah, he's just gooping on everyone.
Yeah, he's gooping on everyone.
Wait, what's that Pokemon that is goop that people love? Goudra. People love Goudra. Yep. There's more results of Goudra than there is Incineroar.
Holy shit.
Holy shit. 4,000.
Y'all little goo goons.
Oh my God. I don't know about that term. I don't like that. Goudra might be the most... Oh my God. Wow.
4,000 fucking results.
Goudra's not attractive, but you do you, babe.
I mean, 4,000
wow
art pieces would say otherwise.
What's that new Pokemon that's just the giant building? There's like a literal Pokemon that's just architecture.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
It's on the packs of Evolving Skies. It's just a giant
building. I know
building.
Nothing about Pokemon packs.
Okay, you know what? Never mind.
You're really looking at me.
There's somebody who wants to fuck that building.
There's someone who wants to fuck that building.
Yeah.
Pokemon building.
You're looking it up? You're going to look up Pokemon Center. Oh. I like how just a Pikachu VMAX shows up.
Pokemon.
VMAX building. Look that up. VMAX Pokemon is like macro built into Pokemon.
Yeah, it really is.
There's probably so many people jerking off to those. Oh my god.
I don't know what the one.
It doesn't matter. Alright, let's see what other Pokemon there is here. Someone's like yelling into the like screen like, talk about the Pokemon! Oh wow, we didn't talk about him yet.
Is it Orbeetle? I don't think so, no.
We didn't talk about Zorora.
That's right.
I would fuck the hell out of Zorora
too. Yeah, I'd let him ravage me.
Yeah.
In many a way.
Yeah, Zorora's hot.
Hours on end.
Isn't there a cat themed on, like, guitars and stuff?
A what?
There's, like, a cat Pokemon that, like, is themed on guitars. Like, he's a rock Pokemon.
Yeah, Incineroar.
No, there's Zorora and there's one like him.
Tony the Tiger? I don't...
Shut the fuck up. Tony would be a mythical Pokemon.
Oh, God. We're never going to have an episode about fucking Oh, we could do an episode about mascots. Which mascots would be fuck?
Write it down. Write it down, babe.
What that Fruit Loop
Typhlosion. Oh, come on. Oh, people love this guy. The hyena guy.
Oh, this is the one I think you're talking about.
This is not who I'm talking about. Obstagoon.
Yeah, this is the Oh, I love Obstagoon.
Actually, I've never wanted to fuck him, but when he's drawn anthro like this, that's pretty hot.
He's always anthro.
I mean, I don't love... I like the concept of this.
He's always anthro, though.
Is he always?
Yes!
Really? No, he's not. I don't think he is. I think he's not always anthro.
Maybe it's his evolution that is.
No. Although he's like the Kiss Pokemon, let's be honest.
Oh, 100%.
Tongue out, 310,000.
That's just in general, though.
Body fluid, 777,000 results.
Oh, hell yeah.
How many results are there on this site?
Probably a few million.
Jesus.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Pause. What time are we at? I tried to be like hinting at you to bring it up and you had
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh, well, we're doing well. And we're back. There's a lot of Vaporeon art on here.
What's
the... Lunala? And Salagio. Oh, Salagio, if he was drawn as an anthro.
Just hit my elbow.
Shut up. Salagio would be hot as an anthro.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would brighten up the room and my day with his cum.
You're disgusting. And you're there has to be other really good ones. I'm so going to feel like we're going to end this episode and then it's going to be like shit.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to still scroll through E621 to see what we're forgetting. Oh, Cubone and Marowak. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
That'd be awful. You could Cubone him hard, though.
Oh, what that bone do? Isn't that his mother's bone?
Oh, it is! That's fucked up.
It's his mother's skull and bone.
Oh, we forgot Salazzle.
Oh, God.
And Salazzle's literally the harem Pokemon. Unironically, Salazzle has a harem, yes. Like, its Pokedex entry is that Salazzle has a harem. And some of the art is apparently really fucked up. Okay.
I mean...
Yeah, Salazzle, a lot of people want to, like, be in part of that harem, believe me.
100%. I would. I'd be in there.
Oh, people like Tyranitar?
Oh, 100%. You don't like Tyranitar?
That is the cutest expression.
You also glossed over fucking Typhlosion. You don't like Typhlosion? You don't like him? Look at that dick, though.
Yes, this is a very visual podcast, sorry. Just look at E621 and you'll find some. Wait, oh, God. How do we forget the werewolf, this one? Lycanroc. Oh, my God, how do we forget Lycanroc?
I forgot this one existed.
Oh, people love Lycanroc. I would fuck Lycanroc.
Do you know what this one reminds me of? It reminds me of that one. Oh,
that's a good plump sheath.
That's really hot.
Lycanroc, there's even like an emo form.
What's that one animation from Hell of a Boss? The one girl? The one werewolf girl from Hell of a Boss?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Lycanroc reminds me a lot of.
She's probably inspired by it a bit. Because Lycanroc's like the emo wolf.
Yeah.
Lycanroc, of course. I can't believe it.
Emo rocker wolf, you know? Shit. What other ones are there?
Stop asking that every 2 seconds. What other ones? Oh, Mudkip. Obviously the most fuckable Pokemon.
I hate you.
That's sarcasm. What if it wasn't, though? I guarantee there's a lot of
people. What about the legendaries? Are there any legendaries?
Oh, God. What is this guy?
That's the Giratina. Giratina? Greta.
Giratina? Giratina. Why do people want to fuck Giratina? Don't.
It's also not sexual. It's just, like,
I know,
part of it.
But you know they do.
What of the... Electabuzz. Eastem.
No!
Electabuzz!
Doesn't he have another, like, evolve form now?
It might be a mega evolution or something.
I don't know. See, I know about Pokemon, but, like, I... There's
ooh,
so
Groudon.
Much...
Yes or no?
Where's Groudon?
Or the legendary cat. Groudon's the big red one. The big red dinosaur.
I don't... My mind is blanking. Oh! That's a light yes.
How about the legendary cats?
If they were anthropomorphized, maybe?
Well, no shit, yeah. I mean, for us, at least, everything's going to be anthro.
Yeah, but, like, maybe? I don't know. Suicune, probably the most.
Suicune's really nice.
Suicune's got pretty design.
Suicune's just a pretty Pokemon in general.
So I clicked on this guy, Garchomp.
Ooh, Machomp.
Garchomp? I would fuck Garchomp, I guess. What is Machomp? Is it Machomp?
No.
Or just Machomp?
Machomp. No, Champ.
Oh, you're talking about Machamp. Yeah. Okay.
Machamp.
You confused me. I was like, is there a Machamp? Machamp?
Oh, no. What are they doing to her? Him. It.
Machamp? No, not for me.
You don't like it?
No. I mean, I see the appeal. It's just
well, you're
a,
not into super, like,
it's
muscle
just a,
guys.
Like, less attractive version of
you're not
the
into
cat.
Oh, Incineroar?
Yeah, it's just like an uglier
well,
Incineroar.
Do you like the super muscle
like,
guys?
Do you really want this face staring at you?
Oh, God. That is not the face. Okay.
God, seriously, looking at Pokemon E621 is just great.
Some of these are really, really genuinely hot. Like, I might loop back.
You want me to send this one to you, North? We just found Himbo Quagsire. I think he has a new, like...
Himbo Quagsire.
Here this we go, is... North. I'm going to send you that.
Is my name in your computer spelled wrong?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate
oh, there's
you.
A lot of people like Eevee themselves. But
well,
again,
yeah, that's
no.
just a plain Eevee.
No.
Eevee's kink would just be, like, just vanilla sex.
Yeah. That would be Eevee.
That's a Lycanroc.
Oh.
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 Oh. What are other ones that I would stick my dick inside of?
the ferret Pokemon!
Oh, Furret.
Furret!
Oh, God.
Don't fuck Furret.
Please don't fuck Furret.
Don't do it.
What would you do about, like, the, like,
Oh, Houndour. As an anthro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, or fucking Stoutland?
No.
No?
No.
No.
What, Rapidash?
Actually, no.
No.
See, for me, it's too... I don't like the whole, like... I feel like it would be too brony-y.
Wow.
I don't like the whole brony thing.
Alright, I guess. I mean...
Oh.
Oh, that guy.
Fucking...
Oh, that's Blaziken.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, I guess I would fuck Blaziken. I lied. I would.
Yeah.
Someone was yelling into the screen earlier, really, you wouldn't fuck that? No, I would fuck Blaziken.
Yeah.
No, I lied. I'd fuck Blaziken.
You'd let him fuck you.
If it's fantasy, then yes, I could get fucked.
Well, no shit, it's fantasy. Yeah, let me go
I'm
grab
just
a...
saying, like...
Let me go grab
if
a Blaze...
If my butt worked... Oh, yeah, Nidoking if he's drawn right.
Oh.
Look at this hot Nidoking. Holy fuck. Oh.
But you're Nido. Pointed silence.
Yeah. Don't like... Shut the fuck up.
You don't... No. You didn't like my joke? Body boobity scoop. Bow.
Body boobity scoop?
Yeah. Skibbity beep.
See, we're still looking at...
Look at all that vor. There's been an so unhealthy amount of vor.
Mew in a diaper? No. No, leave Mew alone. Don't fuck Mew either.
Leave Mew alone. Leave me alone.
Leave me mutiny alone.
Oh god, what was the shit?
What about Charmeleon?
That's what I was gonna ask you about. Like the different, are there any
Charmeleon? Still no, probably. Though it, yeah, just probably not. It's a like maybe.
Oh no, could there be any more lines? Okay, for context to everyone else, because a lot of this is like the Japanese style, a lot of the dicks have like the little black bar over the dickheads.
Jirachi in a diaper. There's, is really funny.
Jirachi's not having it. Jirachi in a
diaper. It's actually just really cute though. That's actually cute.
Jirachi is not having it. Jirachi looks so sad.
Oh wait, what is it? Victini?
Oh wait, no. Go to the middle one.
What?
The Charizard?
Charizard.
Ooh, he's hot.
That is a himbo Charizard.
Yeah, that's like big dad bod. Are there any like good big dad bod Pokemon, you know?
Dragonite.
Outside of Dragonite. We need more dad bod energy in Pokemon.
Incineroar can if you draw him right.
If you like let himself go.
That could be Muscle Gut.
But Muscle Gut isn't gut.
Like, yes, it. Shut up.
I want Jiggle.
Jigglypuff. Would you fuck Jigglypuff?
Oh god.
Hell no.
Oh god. Jigglypuff. What about Wigglytuff?
No. I mean, they put you to sleep.
Clefairy!
Clefairy! Clefable.
Ooh, how about the... Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that I thought of earlier, and I can't fucking... Klefki? They would be like a chastity Pokemon.
Shut the fuck up.
Klefki would be like the keys to someone's chastity cage. That's the one that I was thinking of earlier. You don't like that?
No.
You don't like that? Okay.
Hey guys, if you like that out there, let us know.
Let us know.
Oh, wait, if you made it for this far in the podcast. Oh, we forgot that last episode. Damn it.
Yeah.
If you made it this far, say...
I don't know.
What should they say? What should they say?
I'm trying to think.
Say, gotta yiff them all.
Gotta yiff them all.
Yeah.
Gotta yiff them all.
If you made it this far, gotta yiff them all. So stupid. I can't believe we forgot that at last episode. I'm just still looking at E61. This is entertaining.
Some of these are really hot. That Charizard.
Ew.
Oh no, what happened down there?
Don't draw the weenie dumb. What that weenie
it
do?
Was great until the
Ampharos, really? Huh. There's 1,500 Ampharos?
Oh, do you know what I'm imagining for Charizard though? You know how his tail's always on fire? Would the tip of his dick also be on fire?
No, ow.
Well, it doesn't hurt him.
It would hurt me if I tried to suck it. Stoop. No.
If he comes.
No. No! Why would you draw Popplio? Stop! Popplio's already bad enough.
If Charizard comes, is it Flamethrower?
Shut the fuck up.
Just like, psh. Full. Just full stream of fire.
No one liked that.
Oh, wait, that's really hot.
Ew, there's that bulge is terrible, though.
There's a lot of really good jock art.
Yeah, there is so much jock art, which is
so
good.
Oh god, I love jocks.
Jock straps are hot.
Yeah.
Jock straps are hot. That is a good Salazzle.
That is a good Salazzle. Why is Salazzle? I wouldn't have thought that I would have liked Salazzle, but it's kind of coming on to me.
Well, she wants
that's
you
the
to
point.
Be, she wants you to be part of the
harem.
The harem. Stop it.
We went to the same place and
stop
I don't like it.
Get the fuck out of my head. Let's just like do like. A couple more pages of E621 and see if there's
anything. We're on page 26, by the way. Yeah. Oh my god, what's the fucking paintbrush one?
Oh no, don't do him. Smeargle.
Smeargle, no. Oh, it's in a... Why is Smeargle in a Starbucks?
Yeah.
Now I'm confused.
I don't...
It says
like a hipster Smeargle in
a Starbucks. Literally, on the art with Smeargle wearing the Starbucks thing, it says, I don't get it. And that's about...
How I feel?
That's about how I feel.
Is that another Blaziken? Yeah, no, I'd fuck the hell out of Blaziken.
Why is Blaziken... Oh, it's Lizard Lars. That's why. The artist.
Oh, yeah.
Lizard Lars does a shit good...
Shit good. What if we could actually get a popular YF artist on the podcast? If you're a popular YF artist,
Yeah, let us not know. One of those half-assed
ones. No, I mean, like, one of the ones that, like, I've jerked off to. I would love to just talk to you about it. It'd be fun.
Oh, for sure.
Not about jerking off to your art, but, oh, God, you know what I mean.
Honestly, just, like, a, yeah. That'd be really cool, though.
I don't mean to sound like, a popular, you know what I mean, though. Like, an artist that, like, I know, and they'd be like, it'd be interesting to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
So, like, HMU, now that I have that open Twitter, at Nido underscore flow on Twitter. Nido Queen, I guess.
Well, yeah. Well, that would just be a female, which you would
Queen, yas. Oh, who's he? He's cute.
That's Typhlosion, you dip.
Oh. Oh, Typhlosion, cute.
Oh, my God. I've said Typhlosion, and you're like, no! Not at all!
I don't... Doesn't he normally have flames on his back?
I think so.
Typhlosion's a maybe, I guess.
A solid maybe.
Yeah. I like him in Whitey Tighties. It's cute.
Oh, Whitey Tighties?
Yeah.
Is that what you actually call them?
Yeah, what do you call them?
Tighty Whiteys.
Oh, my God!
Oh!
Oh, Surskit! Oh, no! That's awful. I have to share that with the Discord so they all get... the Telegram so they all get...
Send it in Discord. Send it in NSFW memes.
That's awful. Oh, my God. That patreon.com/...
Look at the one next to it! Look at the one next to it! Oh, my God!
Oh, Surskit. Someone wants to fuck a Surskit. Why? That's awful. Oh, Feraligatr.
How did we not... How is he not...
Oh, Anthro Feraligatr. Hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. Oh, we were
looking... Oh, this is Croconaw.
We were look. Well, yeah.
Croconaw also,
we were
yes.
looking for a Both dad... Both of them. We were looking for a dad bod.
Croconaw.
He is really coming through.
Oh, look at this Croconaw art.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. That's just a bunch of dad bods right there with big old dad dicks.
Feraligatr and Croconaw, yes.
Big old dad dicks. You know?
But, yeah, definitely Feraligatr.
100%.
We're stupid.
How did we forget that one?
That's why it's good we're still living.
I literally have a fucking plush of him on my desk.
I never would have thought about Genghis Khan. Also, still no, but what the fuck? Genghis Khan, sorry.
Genghis Khan?
Yeah. Dratini, Dragonair, no.
That's not even...
I'm sorry, but there's a Lycanroc in a maid outfit and a diaper that says Pizza Butt.
With the big Pizza Hut logo.
Okay, I
think we're done for the day.
Are we? I think we might be getting there. Okay, one more page.
You don't want to wrap it up.
One more page.
Page 32. For the record, if y'all kind of want to like...
What the fuck? Is that actually a hot ho-ho? Don't do that. What? Don't do that.
I'm sorry. I may have stretched your shirt.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's see. Is there any on here that we forgot? So if you're mad we forgot your Pokemon, comment below, too.
Yeah, let us know what your fantasy Pokemon would be.
I guess... Coming away from this, you realize we'd fuck a lot of Pokemon if they were drawn right and if they're Anthro.
If they're Anthro.
Yeah.
That's kind of the moral of the story. If it's Anthro, we'd probably bone.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, we're whores.
Me especially. Because, you know, it's easier for me.
Yeah. Once you get up the stairs.
Because I'm not a rotunda.
A rotunda.
If you want to support...
Do you even know what a rotunda is?
If you want to send some support, go to patreon.com/odinwolf. It's how, doesn't directly support this podcast, but it helps out a whole lot. Patreon.com/Odinwolf. Check it out. The Discord's active. It's fun. Please join.
Yeah,
it's where I met.
We're probably posting
North,
a bunch
blah,
of
blah,
this.
Blah.
A bunch
also, of this can stuff. They, like, support you, I guess?
You good?
You gonna answer? If not, we'll move
yes.
on.
Yes. They can support me at patreon.com/KoboldNorthcote. I'm just a...
Can't wait for your YouTube videos.
I mean, I've said in the past that, like, I just don't have time for YouTube videos. So if you just want to support me, just kind of help me out, do the podcast.
Yep, patreon.com/OdenWolf.
/KoboldNorthcote. But, yeah.
Also, there's merch at odenwolf.stormy.com. Buy some shit. Like the Nidodaki, it's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, you good? The Nidodaki is really hot.
It is. Where else can they find the podcast?
They can find us on the page close.
Stalling.
They can find us on Google Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, YouTube if you're not already watching on YouTube, Amazon Music, Audible, and yeah.
And yeah.
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 In our hearts.
Yes.
And
Pokemon. Gotta yiff them all.
Gotta yiff them all. Pokemon.
It's been Nido Flow.
And Kobold Northcote.
And bun bye.
Bye.